So moving on to our sports topic, as many of you know, I'm an Ohio State grad, and I think you all know where I'll stand on this one. So Merrill, I'll give you a crack at this first. Tell me why the BCS is so great this year.
Oh, I'll tell you why it's so not great. So we had just upset after upset every single week, and it looked like we were finally going to return to normalcy with two teams, Missouri and West Virginia, who could, upstart, typically not in the national championship discussion. But they had, they both had great years, and it looked like we were going to have after all the mess, we're having a legitimate national championship. Missouri would have run the table against Kansas and Oklahoma. West Virginia's had a relatively tough schedule, and they both lose. And so what do we end up having? We have Ohio State.
Go Bucks.
Lost to Illinois and beat a pretty weak Michigan team. Bad out-of-conference schedule this year. Against LSU, that I believe was number 7 in the national polls.
Won the SEC.
And lost two games in overtime. Could have lost a third. And that's number 1. So we have two teams that have no national – they have no real claim for domination this year. No, I can't name one player on either team. They have no – there's no Ted Ginn for Ohio State this year or – the quarterback, whose name I can't remember, for Ohio State. There's no national players like
Troy Smith.
Troy Smith. Second is the same problem I have every year. It's now going to be a month between the end of the season and the national championship. Not only that, they play it, I don't even know when, like 6 days after New Year's. You don't even know when the game's on. I think it's against the big reality TV sweeps that week or whatever. And it's becoming a joke this year because what's it going to prove? That Ohio State and LSU were the teams that sucked the least.
Yep. And that's what happened in college football this year. And I think everything that you just said is the reason that makes the BCS essentially work still. And it's the debate. Every year this happens, and college football fans across the country, they'll sit there and weigh in on it for the next four weeks. And when you don't need waiting for this game, and who needs a playoff or a plus one when you can keep interest in your sport simply by picking two teams seemingly randomly, which I'll admit, to play in a national championship game. I mean, there's been books written about this, and here's a shameless plug for, in fact, there's a Q&A up at Gulf Magazine with Stuart Mandel from Sports Illustrated, who wrote a book called Bowls, Poles, and Tattered Souls, covering this very topic. So, I mean, there's clearly a market for this. So that's my first argument about why this seems to be working. And I can keep going
but what are we debating? This isn't like, who's hotter, Jessica Simpson or Jennifer Aniston. It's like, who's less disgusting, Britney Spears or Christina Aguilera? It's like these two. It's not even that interesting. It's gonna be like who's left standing. And I don't know. I think my first part of the argument is why the BCS sucks this year, which is that we have two unbelievably flawed teams. And
but there were no unflawed.
There were no great teams.
Teams.
The second
right.
thing is they have to. I have no problem with the BCS. My problem is the way the season drags out. And it's like that was the argument last year, that Ohio State team that played Florida, it was like another team. It was a different season. And it's not the culmination of the college football season. It's this game in the middle, in this just weird, it's at the end of the bowl games that you're so bowled out by then. It's 4 days after, like, I think the last big bowl game.
So I would argue those don't matter because everybody's waiting on the BCS.
Yeah, but they are, like, they still have the tradition. I think the USC, this guy I work with, who is an Ohio State alum, he had the really interesting point, which I think had actually been, wasn't his point, it was actually Kirk Herbstreit's, which was Ohio State, what they should do if they go pick the national championship, they should play USC in the Rose Bowl, because beating USC in the Rose Bowl, it's still the hugest, I think, the biggest bowl game, the Rose Bowl. Beating USC, even though they have two losses, there's a tradition. USC always clobbers the Big Ten in the bowl games. That would actually be bigger than beating some flawed second-ranked team. And I agree with them. I think, to me, the Rose Bowl last year was USC-Michigan was much more compelling than the Florida, and not just because it was
now,
a game.
I disagree because OSU has so much to make up against the SEC after what happened last year, and after getting bad mouthed for the entire season about how weak the schedule was and how they can't compete with an SEC champion, the opportunity to play an SEC champion, you just can't. I mean, you can't look past that. That's going to be huge, and everybody who's been measuring these two conferences against each other, except for, of course, Georgia fan, is going to be glued to their TV. And that's another thing. I wanted another argument. Speaking of glued to the TV, every game, yeah, there's no playoff, and there's this stupid lapse, stupid break, but every game all year matters, just as in a playoff. I mean, if there was a playoff, would anyone outside their conferences have watched Mizzou last week or West Virginia and Pitt? I mean, every Ohio State graduate and every LSU, Georgia, USC, Hawaii, anyone in the top 7 or 8 was glued to those games last week. And that's just the fact that the college season was so topsy-turvy and crazy like it was, that to me says why the BCS is working. And
I have no problem with the lack of a playoff.
So you're saying you're just saying it doesn't matter, which is actually the question we asked, and I'm not really answering it.
They have to kill the January 6th game. And what I also would do is, I think the Big Ten needs a playoff or whatever, a conference championship, because I think it hurts the Big Ten in bowl games because it's really hard to play with a 6-week break to maintain your focus. And
I think
Big Ten is, other than beating that Miami game, I'm sure you have all the stats they beat, but my recollection is the Big Ten doesn't do well in bowl games.
Well, last year it was really, really pathetic.
But yeah.
I mean, that's an interesting point. And Mandel from Sports Illustrated was wondering that very thing, why the Big Ten didn't. I mean, it's such a moneymaker, and I think it's Delaney is the head of the Big Ten. He's apparently known for being kind of a money grubber, and Mandel just can't believe that the Big Ten doesn't have this conference championship because it's easy money for these guys.
And you got the place played in the Silver Dome. You got the place in Michigan, Detroit.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. And, you know, I mean, I think the reason I would say they don't do it is because every year or every other year, the Big Ten championship comes down to Ohio State, Michigan, as it did again this year and the year before. So, you know, we have a built-in conference championship the last game of the year. And so finally, my last argument for why the BCS matters is that the Ohio State University is in the national championship for the third time since 2002. So it's got to be important.
It's hard for you to be impartial.
Yeah, admittedly.